Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I love this thought I'm going to share right now. It's from Psalm 36, verse 9. It says, "For with thee is the fountain of life. In thy light shall we see light." The psalmist is saying here, "For with God is the fountain of life." Now, I don't know if you've ever been to any fountains or not, but I looked up some fountains in this United States. There's one in the National World War II Memorial in Washington, D.C. It's a pretty famous fountain. The Bellagio fountains in Las Vegas, Nevada, they play music as the water spews out of it. Then there's in Detroit, Michigan, a Scott Memorial fountain. It's 510 feet wide and sprays water as high as 125 feet into the air. Then I looked up the one that I have been to and remember well is the Buckingham Fountain in Chicago, Illinois. It's constructed out of pink Georgia marble and uses over 1.5 million gallons of water. Wow. And it's only open from Memorial Day to Labor Day, I think, because of the cold weather, I guess, in Chicago. But when I think of that Buckingham Fountain, because I've been there, I marvel at it because it's so fun to just stand there and watch all the different water spraying everywhere. And when David said, "For with thee is the fountain of life," he's saying, my relationship with you, God, makes a fountain out of my life. You know, it makes me what I'm supposed to be. It refreshes me. You know, there's other places where it talks about being a fountain. In Jeremiah 2, verse 13, "For my people have committed two evils. They have forsaken me." They've forsaken me, the fountain of living waters, and hewed them out cisterns, broken cisterns that can hold no water. So in Jeremiah, he said, you know, they've forsaken the fountain of living water. And I hope that's not true of us today. I hope we're all leaning on the fountain of life, realizing that he can use us and with people looking at us to marvel at what God is doing in our life. Of course, Jesus spoke of himself as being living water that could quench thirst forever and give eternal life. That's John 4:12. "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." Boy, this fountain of life that we have access to, ladies, can't we rejoice that we have a God that is the fountain of life for us? Can't we rejoice that he loves us and takes care of us on a daily basis, that he cares about us as an individual? I marvel at this fountain of life in our lives. And I guess David did too, and that's why he wrote that in Psalm 36. But I just want to encourage all of us today to be aware of you being that you have access to the fountain of life. And just like those beautiful fountains are all over this country, you are showing forth Jesus by your actions and by the things that you're saying and doing for people. So let's be aware of that and let's go about being a fountain. Let's stay connected to our fountain of life. And then let's be aware that other people are watching us as we have that fountain inside us. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.